Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bo Bilinski. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bo Bilinski. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki fires to first and has Wynn trapped. There's the throw to Lanier, who tags Wynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Bo Bilinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilinski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dietz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Dietz moves to second. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Deed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. Dietz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Staub out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wynn. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Morgan moves to third. It's Astros, 1, Giants, 1. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brand bunts towards the mound. Sadecki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. Harrison moves to second. It's 2-1, Astros. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belinsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Belinsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrison moves to third. Brand moves to second. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Norm Miller pinch hits for Ron Davis. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Norm Miller now playing left field. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hart moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietz strikes out. One out. John Bateman now catching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hart moves to third. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 3-1, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a line drive to right field. Brown throws towards Fuentes. Fuentes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fuentes. Aspromonte scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 4-1, Astros. Ron Herbel now pitching. Dick Groat now playing shortstop. Hal Lanier now playing second base. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Barry Latman now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grote tags and scores. McCovey tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Astros. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller pinch hits for Dick Dietz. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Haller reaches third base with a triple. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Ty Klein pinch runs for Norm Seaborn. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Klein moves to second. Dan Schneider now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Haller now catching. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Astros. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Haller hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 3. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrison bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman is walked intentionally. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Dan Schneider. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Carol Sembra now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schroeder. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Schroeder steals second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 4, Giants, 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 4. The Astros will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Hazualu now playing right field. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Haller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 4 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte throws to second for 1, and Jackson throws to first, and Harrison drops the ball. 1 out. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Lanier moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Sembra picks up the ball and throws it to Jackson, who tags the runner out. Jackson fumbles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Lanier scores. Alou moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.